It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We will be reaching an eclipse today. Is that what you say? Is that how you say it?
A partial eclipse of the heart?
Yeah. Partial eclipse here.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Eastern Canada,
they're so lucky.
They're going to get the full eclipse.
Of course, Ontario gets it.
Yeah. Like Southern Ontario, so like that Niagara Falls area, we'll get a real good look at it.
Yeah, well, they get everything out there.
The only thing,
concerts.
The only thing that's a bigger letdown than Niagara Falls itself is an eclipse.
Yeah, you've been out there, and you said it's like it is water.
Yeah,
Niagara Falls.
Around it is beautiful, but
yeah.
The actual like and Niagara Falls, the falls are beautiful, but anyway, that doesn't matter. We're talking about an eclipse, so. The eclipse will, I don't know, we're going to see kind of a little bit of it. We actually have somewhat clear skies, so we will see that partial eclipse. However, areas like Southern Ontario, their skies, they're expecting overcast skies, so they're really not, probably not going to see that much.
Mm.
And then areas like Quebec and the Maritimes, they'll get a really good look at it.
Of course, always, they decide everything in Eastern Canada before it even gets here. Right? It's an always happens.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So, you know, right before lunch, just after lunch,
you can get a
good look at it.
You can look.
Don't look at it, though. Don't look.
That's why I've got glasses, kids.
Yeah. Don't look at, well, that and, of course, the compulsive masturbation. But
Chad and Evan Daly.
All right, let's struggle our way through talking about college basketball.
What?
So last night.
Warn me about
for
this.
The ladies in the Final Four, the final game, the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa did not win. And everybody was kind of saying, oh, they're going to, because Caitlin Clark is on that team. And she has more points than any male or female college athlete in history.
That's impressive. That's super impressive.
But it wasn't enough because the Iowa Hawkeyes lost
to
South
guys.
Carolina. Huh?
What?
The Hot Guys?
Is that what they're called?
The Hawkeyes.
Oh, Hawkeyes.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So they're done. Tonight, March Madness, the men's final will be Purdue versus UConn. Now, didn't you say Purdue?
I went Purdue right at the beginning.
Purdue, right?
Yeah, right at the beginning.
Is it because you got that Canadian guy on the team?
I don't want to brag about my knowledge of college football or anything.
It's basketball.
Of college basketball or anything. But let me tell you, Chad, I know it. Look, there's all sorts of highlights and stuff on the television, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I picked Purdue because I actually did listen. I did some reading on...
What?
On
I doubt that.
No, I did. I didn't
you
do
did
a...
research on college basketball.
Yeah, I did some reading up on who would win, and I filled out a bracket, and it looks like I've
got
it.
You fill out a bracket.
I got it down to the final two, right?
I wanted Gonzaga to win, and I always wanted Gonzaga to win.
And the reason why?
Because their name is awesome.
Yeah, Purdue's pretty good, too.
Purdue is good, too. Yeah, all right. So tonight, Purdue versus UConn. I'm not going to watch.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I follow a lot of autograph collecting pages and different things. And
nerd. Nerd.
Yeah, and that was a weird cough.
Yeah,
someone was showing off pictures. They were getting Sean Astin to...
Rudy.
I got to get the boys to watch. Can kids watch Rudy?
Oh, sure.
Kids can watch Rudy.
Rudy, yeah. It's inspirational.
It is inspirational.
Makes you cry.
It does.
Sons of bitches.
One play. Anyway, so Sean Astin was signing plastic potatoes for someone.
Why?
Because of Lord of the Rings. Cook them, mash them, put them in a stew, and he's talking to Gollum.
I don't know.
And he's... What do you mean? You don't remember that part?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings in my life.
You've never watched Lord of the Rings?
Nope.
It is phenomenal.
That's a lie. I did try and watch the first one.
The first one is a little bit slow.
But it was at a drive-in movie theater.
Oh, just HJs, eh? Been to a drive-in movie theater once or twice in my life. No Twilight driving in Wolseley. Oh, things happen there. Anyway, You okay?
That took me off guard.
You weren't expecting it. You never know
they
what to expect.
They usually do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But so it's great. The first one is slow, but the second one and the third one are phenomenal.
Disagree.
Hey, go watch those 12 hours of your day.
Too
you can
get
up and watch
that's
all
the
of
thing.
Them. You watch all
too
three of them
long.
In there. You do that.
It's too
a good
much.
Day at home. It's a great day at home. Or you could watch the greatest trilogy of all time. Like Lord of the Rings would probably be number two.
Yeah, Back to the Future's number
Back
one.
Back to the Future's number
Best
one.
Best trilogy of all time.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Boeing had another incident over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a plane operated by Southwest Airlines was leaving Denver International Airport yesterday when, you know, the big silver part, usually silver part, that surrounds a jet engine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that fell off during takeoff.
I seen it.
You seen it?
I seen the video.
Ah. Yeah, the another Boeing plane. They've had so many problems. And before, I was like, well, it's just because news is more prevalent now. People are, you know, they're piling on to Boeing. Now I'm like, man, maybe not. There are so many incidents here that maybe quality control at Boeing is a little off.
Yeah.
And
drunk.
I mean, if you're getting on a plane today, don't worry about it. Your plane's fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yours
it's whatever.
Is fine.
You'll be okay. You'll get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, I mean, all these people are getting to where they got to go. It just takes, you know, a little delay. They got to turn around and sit on the tarmac for probably 3 hours.
Duct tape that piece back on and you're fine. What about that tape of that guy that he was just showing? He was driving that boat down the lake.
Yeah.
You just watched it on TV.
We did. That Flex Seal
That's
stuff.
The stuff. Flex Seal that thing.
That's
apparently
all Boeing
phenomenal.
Needs. Just some Flex Seal and that will solve all of your problems. Boeing, come on. It's not about your innovation. It's about the innovation of the fine folks at Flex Seal.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Time to talk about country and western singer Morgan Wallen.
I think that Morgan Wallen does a real good job of singing the country and western music.
He is, you know, the thing I like about him is you look at him with his backwards hat on stage, and I think he's genuine country and western music.
Country and western singer Morgan Wallen screams country and western
sure
music.
Does. And country and western singer Morgan Wallen was arrested last night, or this
really?
Morning, technically.
Well, you know, and I think back to the old time country and western singers of yesteryear.
Yeah.
And I think, man, you know, they were some badass dudes.
Oh, sure. Oh, big time.
You've got
Luke
Merle.
Bryan.
Oh.
You've got Blake Shelton.
Johnny and
all
Merle.
The country and western singers of days past.
Okay.
Anyway. So we're making fun. But country and western singer, what's his name? Morgan Wallen was arrested in Nashville. He threw a chair off a rooftop.
Yeah, I've seen
allegedly.
That done before.
Well, he was at other country and western singer Eric Church's bar.
Oh, he's another excellent country and western artist.
And they were, I don't know if Morgan got upset at somebody, but apparently he threw a chair at somebody, missed.
That doesn't, he's been in trouble with the law before.
Sure, and then the chair went flying off, and it was six stories up.
Ooh, that's a long way.
It flew off and landed 3 feet from cops standing on Broadway in Nashville.
Good thing it didn't hit him.
And they were like, hey! That better not have been country and western singer Morgan Wallen.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, Rexy, you're so sexy.
Oh, yeah. It's Rex Manning Day.
It's sexy Rexy Day. Yes.
Rex Manning Day. I didn't realize that was today. I thought it was July for some reason.
Yeah.
But we ended up getting a text message here from Amy saying, we mustn't dwell, not on Rex Manning Day. And she's right.
That's right.
We mustn't dwell.
Now,
the exact quote here is, we mustn't dwell. No, not today. We can't. Not on Rex Manning Day. That's from Mark.
Now,
with a K.
That's right. His band will be with a C.
That's right.
Now, if you're a little lost here, then you need to go watch the show Empire Records immediately.
I'm going
to
go and watch that movie today. It is like... it is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
A great movie from
Liv
the 90s.
Liv Tyler? Renee Zellweger?
Yeah, Ethan Embry.
Is that Slater? No, that's...
No, Slater is... I can't remember.
He's not Slater, but he plays Slater in Dazed and Confused, but he's also an Empire,
right? Right, yeah. But, so anyway, that movie, it was always super cool working in a record store.
Yeah, everybody wanted to work.
Everybody wanted to work in a record store.
Yeah.
But that movie made it extra cool.
That so and High Fidelity.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, it was High Fidelity. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, boy.
Such great movies. But yeah. I'm going to, today, go home and watch Empire Records. Now, Chad, you mentioned next year.
Yeah. It's 30 years.
30th anniversary. And actually, today would be the 30th anniversary of them finding Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that's right.
In pieces.
Yeah.
And so next year, we should do an Empire Records viewing party.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone dress up as someone from the movie or just 90s get up or something.
Okay.
That's what we should do.
But I'm gonna dress up as Renee Zellweger.
And that's fine. That's fine. I'll dress up as Liv Tyler. Yeah. And I'll have the white panties on and the red bra, you know?
Yeah, they don't match.
But we'll shave every female's head that comes in if they'd
like. Of course, yeah.
Chad and Evan Daily.
So today will be a total eclipse. Not here in on the prairies. Here we're still supposed to have a pretty good look.
You can get a good look at a T-bone.
By sticking your head up a bull's ass. But wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it?
Well, I thought it was the butcher's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. I love Tommy Boy so much.
So, the full eclipse of the moon, total eclipse, as they call it. Mm-hmm. By the way, total eclipse of the heart, I'm sure, has never been played more.
No.
And here on the prairies, we're going to get a good look at it, not the total eclipse that everybody in, Ontario and Quebec and the Maritimes are going to get, but still a good partial eclipse. And if you're saying, hey, I want to look directly at it, you shouldn't. You can actually find, you can make these devices to take a look at the eclipse if you want. NASA, go to their website. They have some pretty good ones that you can make on your own if you have time. But Niagara Falls has actually declared a state of emergency for today, because they are expecting a giant tourist spike, as Niagara Falls is directly in the line. But they're expecting cloud cover today.
Up yours, Ontario.
So I'm not sure if they're actually going to get a real good look at it anyway. Do you want to say it again?
Okay. Once is enough.
All right. And
I'll wait till tomorrow.
The next time we'll see a total solar eclipse
will not be in our lifetime.
Well, I mean, it should be. It should be, Evan. You just got to take your vitamins. 2044.
Probably 20 years
from now. 20 years from now?
I mean, there's a chance we'll be here.
You'll be 93. I'll be 60.
You'll be 92. You're a year younger than me. Stop acting like I'm so old.
Chad and Evan Daly.
What? Why are you sighing, Chad?
People are dumb. I don't know how you get through life. There's a girl on the Tiki Talks that I saw. She must have been in her 30s. And she had just learned that people fold their toilet paper when they wipe.
What?
Yeah, she's a scruncher. She scrunches the toilet paper up and wipes that way.
You
like
can't
into a ball.
Scrunch. You know, you waste a lot more when you're scrunching.
What do you, and then also that's what separates us from the animals, you know?
Yeah, animals, they scrunch.
Well, Evan, yeah.
Something like that.
They would.
Yeah, absolutely they would.
Not all of them have opposable thumbs.
No. Folding's the way to go.
Yeah, of course, it makes you feel dignified.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel like...
Sure.
It makes you feel fancy, especially if you've got the good toilet paper.
Real luxurious, cushiony stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not that rough stuff you find in some bathrooms in the public places.
Yeah, those are horrible.
And if it's single ply, I mean, you got to have a whole lot there.
Well, you're already risking it, you know, with the single ply. And then if you scrunch, I mean, you could get a rogue finger.
They might be going in places you're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Or maybe you are comfortable with. You know, whatever. But listen.
But in that moment, you're not going to be. No one ever is in that moment.
Then you're going to hide your hand as you walk up to the sink. Because you can't show other people that
you're looking at us like, is it under my nails? And you wash your hands. And you're like, really analyzing.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.